I know that I have said it before several times, but this really is the heavy rock shootout, like literally for the ages, Black Sabbath versus Led Zeppelin. Now, on today's show, we will let you know who rocked harder, who was more influential, who had better riffs, who were the better songwriters, Zeppelin or Sabbath. Want to know? Stick around.
You're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, changing rock history one podcast at a time.
All right, moms and dads, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. My name is Lou Lombardi, a.k.a. Ludini. And if I sound a little small to you this week, that's because there is less of me. And if Lily sounds a little small, that's because there's less of her. We are both, you know, putting on our grown-up pants and taking better, little better care of our health.
Nah.
Well, still drinking our asses off. But just what we're doing is we're cutting down on all that, like, crappy food, like, you know, vegetables and things like that, that like too many calories. So we give us more calories we reserve for drinking. So this, we will be issuing our official diet regimen soon. It will just be called Lou and Lily's liquid lunch all day.
Sounds like a show.
Yeah, maybe we should start like a cooking show.
Right. Like Snoop Dogg. Well, and, no, we'll do.
Have you seen those memes going around?
Which ones?
You know, bologna on a donut.
Oh, yeah.
Stay tuned for more recipes.
Check. Follow me for more recipes. You know? Like the corn dogs, the corn and the hot dogs in the pot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I saw today? TJ Seaman, who's the bass player in my new band.
I friended him.
Posted of this thing. And this is a real thing. It is donuts stuffed with ice cream. Like...
Who said that was okay?
That's insane. That's amazing. This is why we live in the most magical time. We live in magical times.
Because in the fattest country in the world.
We have donuts filled with ice cream. Oh, that's cheat day, man. I'm getting me that. I already know what's happening this Sunday, man. I'm going to some place. I'm going to call every donut shop in three states and say,
Sunday, Friday.
Do you have ice cream in your donuts?
Wow.
If you are, I'm coming. I mean, I'll be there.
Literally.
I might come, but I'll be there too. All right, guys. Ludini, sorry. We're having a good time already. This is what happens. You tune into the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. It's a big party. It is kind of a circus. LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. Check back often. There is all kinds of really cool stuff there now. All kind of fun stuff that is happening. So check that out. Please check out my link to Jam Play Holiday. At Jam Play, excuse me, let me go back and tell you the correct link to that if I have it. JamPlayHoliday.LouLombardiMusic.com. And if you like to play guitar, you want to get a little better at it, it's an awesome place. What other links do I need to tell? Oh, LouLombardiRocks.com. That is where you're going to get free CD. You're going to get access to the greatest community of rockers on the planet. Is it? LouLombardiRocks.com. We've got all kind of people hanging out, sharing music. We're starting to do regular features now. I'm posting some like cool historical stuff about rock. We are going to be doing a weekly feature where you post new music and we all share it because I'm so tired. I'm tired of everybody saying, I can't find any good music. The old rockers are dead. Where's the good music? It's right there.
So annoying.
LouLombardiRocks.com. Get off your lazy butt and go to LouLombardiRocks.com. We will be there after this show partying it up with you guys and continuing the conversation there as well. Shout out to Rock Rage Radio. Rock Rage Radio is a huge blessing to us. We thank the Lord above and the Lord below, as well as the case may be, for opening that door for us and getting us involved with that. Shout out to our sponsor, Wolfie's Customs. Yes, you need the Wolf's Customs. What am I talking about in a weird voice that is not Dracula? You know, you could get on stage with the same boring guitar that the last five bands played. Or you could go to wolfscustoms.online and Talk to Chris and his team and get your guitar customized with an amazing finish. They do wood burning. They do all kind of really cool stuff there. So go to wolfscustoms.online. They do great stuff. Tell them that Ludini sent you. Lily Von Six is in the house. Lily, you have your own thing on Rock
Radio. I do have my own thing. I have Hot Licks with Lily Six every Thursday, 6 p.m. Eastern to 8 p.m. Eastern on Rock Rage Radio. And you can download the free app or just go to rockrageradio.com.
Yes, rockrageradio.com. So, okay, guys, get the app. Go to rockrageradio.com. Now, we are going to be getting into a pretty intense discussion this evening. It's evening for us. It might be daytime for you. I think we're still on at noon or morning or something on Sundays. So, you know, if you're just getting out of church, sorry about that. It's been a hard day's night. We're going to be talking about the comparing and contrasting Led Zeppelin and Black Sabbath and kind of trying to say, you know, Led Zeppelin versus Sabbath, who would win in a, like, knockdown death match? Remember Celebrity Death
Match?
Yes,
I used to love
that. So imagine on Celebrity Death Match, Led Zeppelin and Black Sabbath come out. Right? Okay. So we are going to, that's the subject for tonight. I am really excited to play this first band. We're going to get into the, if those of you are new, we get into the discussion after the first song. So just, but you're going to hear some great music. I'm really excited about this first band we're going to play. We've never played them before. And this first band features an occasional co-host of ours. A gentleman that you guys may know, Keith the Hawk Hawkins, is the drummer on this. This is a band called Black Laurel. This is Mom's Hotel on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
Chief, I got it.
Copy that. What's your location?
Mom's Hotel.
Thank you.
awesome. Lily literally looked when the door started knocking, because it sounded like the door knocking over here. That is a band I'm very proud to play. That's my brother, Keith the Hawk Hawkins, there on the drums. It's the band is called Black Laurel, and you can get yourself some Black Laurel. They're on Spotify and all the places. ReverbNation.com/Black Laurel, and all the information about that band is there. Sadly, Keith is no longer an actual member of Black Laurel, but he did play on the record, which sounds fan-freaking-tastic, and we are very proud that one of our own is putting out some great music. Okay, so we've got Lily V6. Now, Lily and I both had interesting weekends, which we aren't going to tell you about. If you want to hear about our very interesting weekends, you know what you need to do? You need to go to lulambardirocks.com, and a little bit later on, we're going to tell you about our wildly interesting weekends. So, let's get into it. Two bands!
We already have a vote.
In the right corner, wearing the black pants with the flames down the side and the platform shoes, Led Zeppelin. In the opposing corner, wearing all black
crosses
and not bathing for about 3 weeks, Black Sabbath.
Blake.
I want a good, clean fight, guys.
Wow.
All right. So it will be anything but a clean fight. There are some online discussion forums about this subject.
Really? I didn't even look.
Yes, which I'll be referencing a little bit later on. I want to make sure that we give credit where credit is due. So we will talk about that in a minute. So we're going to do like a little sort of synopsis of each band.
I got a little something for each.
Let's give a little something. So start with wherever you like.
Well, I'm going to start with Zeppelin because that's who I wrote down first. Also, I did a poll at work. So we can talk about that later too. Led Zeppelin, English rock group formed in London in 1968. Members were Robert Plant, Jimmy Page, John Paul Jones, and John Bonham. Do we need to explain who any of those are? I should hope not.
John Bonham, drummer. John Paul Jones was the bass player / keyboard player. And Robert Plant was the lead vocalist. And James Patrick Page was the lead guitarist, in the band.
Okay. They had a heavy guitar-driven sound and often cited as one of the progenitors to heavy metal. I don't necessarily agree with that, at most hard rock, in my opinion. But they have drawn from a variety of influences such as blues and folk and were not afraid to try new things to progress or evolve. their music is rooted from the blues, but it also included British, Celtic, and American folk rock, rock and roll, reggae, jazz, country, funk, soul, and all of that. Lyrics rooted in the blues with romantic and sexual themes, also included mythology and Page's interest in the occult, as well as themes from Lord of the Rings. They were originally called the Yardbirds and signed to Atlantic Records, who gave them artistic freedom, is that even a thing now?
Yeah.
Artistic freedom?
Yeah. When you're saying bands today are many of them are manufactured in a, you know, in a sort of corporate environment. Go ahead.
They initially were unpopular with the critics. What did the critics know? But they had amazing commercial success and still do today. They released 8 studio albums within 10 years, 9 in total. And Stairway to Heaven is one of the most popular and influential songs in rock music. I mean, I have a whole bunch here if you want to talk some more about other things.
No, go ahead.
Okay.
I'm going to get a little bit more.
One of the best-selling music artists in the history of audio recording. Sales estimated at 200 to 300 million units worldwide.
You said unit.
I did say unit. there's all of their studio albums placed in the top 10 on the Billboard, and 6 reached the number one spot. They were inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1995, and the Hall described them as influential to the 70s as the Beatles were to the 60s. Jimmy Page wrote most of the music. Robert Plant supplied most of the lyrics. And from a period of 1971 to 75, they started to change their look to more flamboyant with the flames, as you said. And the live shows started to include lasers, mirror balls, and professional light shows. They had record-breaking tours and developed a reputation for excess and debauchery, which we all know the stories. They would rent out entire sections of hotel rooms, one of which they called the Riot House, where Bonham would like to ride his motorcycle through. Just, you know. That's how he got around to the rooms. they were kicked out of the Hotel Tokyo Hilton for life for destruction of a room. But they did decide to disband after John Bonham's tragic death in 1980 because they wanted to keep their legacy that they created because it was awesome, And I actually wrote that. They traveled in a private jet named the Starship, and many have considered him to be one of the most influential, successful, and innovative bands in rock music history. And they have influenced Deep Purple, Black Sabbath, Rush, Queen, Aerosmith, The Black Crowes, Megadeth, Tool, Dream Theater, and the list goes on.
Led Zeppelin.
Yes.
So we needed to kind of talk about this band. These guys, people who are my age, so people who are like 60.
You're not 60.
I'm not 60, but people who are like 60 would, the Beatles and the Stones were like everything.
And that was the time of all the hippies and
right. But people who are, so people are like in their like late teen, like in their mid to late teens in the mid to late 60s, you know, that's their thing. But people who came of age more in the late 70s and early 80s, Led Zeppelin is our Beatles. Okay. Led Zeppelin was just, they were, without Led Zeppelin, okay, you don't, there's so many things you just never, that just never happen. That just never happen. I mean, a lot of the glam acts, whether they want to admit it or not, owe a little bit of a nod to Led Zeppelin. Black Sabbath owes a nod to Led Zeppelin for sure. Many of the 80s rock bands, that we're talking about your bands like Rat,
Motley Crue,
Skid Row. I mean, these, especially Rat and Skid Row, they have the more that blues kind of thing going on. there's a lot of those type of Kingdom Come, Whitesnake owe a lot to, like, there's a lot of things that you just never have. Go forward into the 90s. Without Led Zeppelin, you don't have Stone Temple Pilots. You don't have Soundgarden. You don't have Alice in Chains. You don't have any of those bands. So, I mean, they're influencing multiple decades. And then go a little bit further. Without Led Zeppelin, you don't have Rival Sons. You don't have Black Keys. You don't have the White Stripes. So they are just, their influence is still being felt. Like, oh, it's just something, it's inescapable. I guarantee that you probably like something, even if you don't like Led Zeppelin, you like something that was influenced by Led Zeppelin. Yeah, that, you know, that
even the fashion.
Yeah,
even the fashion was taken, like, they started the big hair before the big hair was big. That's funny. Before the big hair was big. But like the clothes, the jewelry, all of it, like hipster flares, tight band shirts, shaggy hair, clingy shirts, scarves, the laced pants, people do that now. Bands do that now. Yeah. They took straight from that because they started that whole look. I'm sorry, big on fashion, so I like to include that in there. Arena rock. That's basically where that started, right?
Right.
With their shows, because they did sold out shows without help of, like, backup, like a radio play and all of that.
Yeah, they were. That's another thing, people, because everybody's like burnt out on them. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people burnt out on them, but a lot of punk rockers are burnt out on them. Things like that. But, you know, you forget because you're like, you feel like it's, you know, it seems passe. But yeah, and all that fashion, of course, has come back. I mean, they didn't invent all of that, but they definitely, you know, got it out there. Some things you need to know about Led Zeppelin is John Paul Jones and Jimmy Page were very successful session musicians. In the mid to late 1960s in England, they knew each other from sessions, and that is one of the reasons why those two guys ended up working together. That band started to come together. Another thing you should know about that is that those two were friends, and John Bonham and Robert Plant were friends. So you have these two sets of friends coming together to form Led Zeppelin. The band was originally going to be called the New Yardbirds. This was because Jimmy Page was in the Yardbirds. He was originally on bass in the Yardbirds and then went to guitar. There is a small, I would call it a friendly jabbing at each other between Jimmy Page and Jeff Beck, because there's a kind of a controversy about the material on Led Zeppelin 1. That Jeff Beck said that him and Rod Stewart were working on to do a Yardbirds record. And that Jimmy Page snuck off and hired this Robert Plant, John Bonham, and brought in his friend John Paul Jones and made the record first. And then when Rod Stewart heard that, he's like, I can't sing music that heavy. That's too heavy. I can't do stuff like that. So
now
that,
he's more poppy.
That whole thing. And Rod definitely went. But what a lot of people forget, just if I might digress for half a second, is Rod's music at that era, it was really rocking stuff. So go back and listen to some of the old Jeff Beck records with Rod Stewart on. Anyways, so that's the kind of like musicality and heritage and everything that is there. These guys were, you know, Jimmy Page is a schooled musician. He knew how to read music, everything. So John Paul Jones. Also, something else we need to address about Led Zeppelin, if we're going to do a proper talking about them, is that arguably one of the greatest drummers in, to some people's mind, the greatest drummer in all of rock, John Bonham.
Bonham. Mm-hmm.
If you're a member of my inner circle, you'll know I posted a blog post about that that this week, and you can go read that. Got a lot of comments. It was people really poured their hearts out about that. But in any case, so he was the quintessential rock drummer, insane chops, but could groove and play heavy and
fast.
I always say that when the levee breaks is like the kryptonite to all drummers, because you could be having a discussion with a drummer, you could be talking about anything, and that song will come on the radio, and they have to stop and listen to it.
I've seen this happen. Yes. With these two. Well, these two, Keith and him.
I've seen it happen with Keith. I've seen it happen with Gary Mattass. I've seen it happen with Matt Muckle. I've seen it happen with a lot of different drummers. It's like kryptonite to drummers. Like, they hear that song, they're like frozen because it's so amazing. John Bonham. So I wanted to lay the musical sort of foundation there too, because one of the things we're going to talk about Sabbath in a minute is Sabbath kind of, you know, they at first blush may not have that kind of heritage, but actually Sabbath is a little bit more sophisticated. I think a lot of people give them credit for. So you want to talk about our friends in Black Sabbath?
Sure. Also English rock band formed in Birmingham in 1968, same year. Members included Tony Iommi, Bill Ward, Geezer Butler, and Ozzy Osbourne. Thank you. They are cited as the pioneers of heavy metal music, which I do agree with. They helped define the genre with everything that they have released. They have multiple lineup changes, with Iommi being the only constant member throughout. They were actually called Polka Tolk Blues Band and Earth before they settled on Black Sabbath in 1969, after seeing that the cinema across the street from their rehearsal spot was showing the horror film Black Sabbath, starring Boris Karloff, from 1963. They distinguished themselves through occult themes, horror-inspired lyrics, and tuned-down guitars, which I enjoy. They signed to Philips Records in 1969. Their dark sound and lyrics pushed the band towards that direction, which was a stark contrast from the popular flower power music of the 1960s. Their first album's Black Sabbath was released on Friday the 13th of 1970 and reached number 8 and now is generally accepted as the very first heavy metal album. The second album, Paranoid, reached number 12 in the U.S. and sold 4 million copies with zero radio airplay, and is one of the most influential heavy metal albums of all time, and defined the sound and style of heavy metal more than any other record in rock history. Again, critics did not like them. Surprise! But they did have commercial success. And after a while, just like Zeppelin, the critics decided that they suck at life and began to respond favorably. I like when I just go off and start writing things. Ozzy was fired in 1979 due to his excessive drinking and drug use, and was replaced with Ronnie James Dio of Rainbow, and had many vocalist changes that included Ian Gillan, Glenn Hughes, Ray Gillan, and Tony Martin, as well as several drummers and bassists, which I didn't write all of those, but we know that. Oh, and guitarists too. The original lineup did come back in 1997, and they have been ranked as the greatest metal band of all time. They have sold over 70 million records worldwide. And they helped create the genre with groundbreaking releases such as Paranoid, and they've been called the Beatles of heavy metal.
That's a good, interesting. I like that, the Beatles of heavy metal.
Yes. And they were inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2006.
There is a great two-part documentary on YouTube about the history called The History of Heavy Metal,
which I love.
And there was things that what they called proto metal before Sabbath kind of put it all together, but things like Arthur Brown, who was like playing heavy music, but it wasn't quite getting there, and even Led Zeppelin. So I wouldn't call Led Zeppelin obviously not the fathers of heavy metal. I would put them in that proto metal thing because of the Immigrant Song and things like that.
Right.
They have those songs. Even
they do have the heavy
Kashmir songs. Has a, you know, it, like, there's a lot of metal bands that like wished they wrote Kashmir. You know, you could tell. I mean, that's just like, you know.
That's one of my favorite songs. I named a cat after that.
You know. Anyways, what's the song by Manowar? We Die for Metal or something like that. It's got a Kashmir kind of vibe to it as well. But in any case, these guys also were playing blues and jazz in clubs. When you know, a song like Iron Man does not necessarily give you the full picture of the musicianship that was really going into this band.
That wasn't a very popular song at first, though.
Right.
Yeah.
But it doesn't. But it's like it's a song that, you know, it's everybody fun. Became that, you know, knows by Led Zeppelin, by Black Sabbath. So it, but that may not give clue you in later on. And when you would see them live, they would launch into jams. And they also have some members of the band that I think are very underrated. John Paul Jones in Led Zeppelin is an amazing bass player. Geezer Butler is no frickin' slouch.
Right. And he wrote a lot of the lyrics.
Yeah, he's a lyricist as well. He's an amazing musician. One of those guys who I don't think gets enough credit. Absolutely freaking love him. I love his bass work. He's one of those guys that can play busy and work really well with the band, and then he knows how to really just kind of back off and just lay that low end down. So he's really able to, like, if you listen to a guy like Jack Bruce sounds like he's playing a solo all night. Geezer knows how to kind of like bring that in and then like kind of get back into the groove. And him and Bill Ward are the killer rhythm section. Just absolutely slamming. Now, I need to talk about this before we're going to play another song. We're going to come back and get into a little bit more of the comparing and contrasting. But what we're going to talk about when we come back is, A, we're going to talk about the songwriting, and we're going to talk about the riffage. Because these two guitar players, James Patrick Page and Tony Iommi, are, I mean, really. Like, between them two, like, didn't they really write every riff? I mean, everything else after, between those two, like, they just like, well, I don't know. This is a Page thing or this is an Iommi thing. I'm sorry. You just, you know, that's just how it is. So you can just have to deal with that. So we're going to come back. I'm going to talk a little bit more. We're going to have a really good time about this. So I'm going to play another band. This is, oh, we have to talk about this. Our dear friend, Zosa from Reign of Z, is trying to be the cover girl on Inked
magazine.
Yes, and I'm going to put the link in our show notes. But if you go to inked.com, do we have a web thing for that? Maybe we could look that up while we're playing the song. But go vote for her. If you are a member of the Inner Circle, LouLombardiRocks.com, I did a post about it this morning. And please just go and vote for her. You can vote more than once. And because Reign of Z is like one of our favorite bands, and Zosa has been a big supporter of mine for a couple of years now, so we really appreciate her. So go ahead and help her out. You guys are going to love, if you're a first time listener, you haven't heard Reign of Z, you're in for a treat, right, Lily?
Yes.
This band is so good. Reign of Z, we're going to come right back and continue on with our comparing and contrasting of Sabbath and Led Zeppelin. Stick around.
I'm shaking as I
Reign of Z. Let's go ahead and tell you guys how to get yourselves a little Reign of Z. You want to go to reignofz.com.
They
nice
made it easy.
And clean, simple. Reignofz.com. Be aware, though, when you go to the website, a song starts. And I've not found any way to turn the audio off. So, like, if you're doing it at work or something.
Turn it down.
You might want to turn the speakers down before you go to Reign of Z's websites. If you're listening at work or, like, you know, we know we're on Rock Rage, I think, on Sundays right after church. So, you know, again, kids, you know, if you're in the backseat of the car, you know, crank the volume down a little bit before you blow your parents out with that.
I do have the website where you can vote for her.
Yes, we need to vote for Azosa. The lead singer is trying to get on the cover of Inked. So, and she's well worth it. She's awesome. Good.
It's cover.inkedmag.com. And right now she is first in her grouping. So let's keep her there so she can make it to the finals and hopefully win, because she actually is going to use the money to help her puppy. Her little puppy, Rainy. Aww. Rainy 6-0.
Well, who can say no to a puppy?
Right.
I just voted because it was Osa.
I know, but, you know, I was going to regardless because I do love her, but now that she's giving all her money to her dog because
it's for a good
dog
cause.
Dog needs medical attention, so.
Look, if you don't vote for Osa, you hate dogs.
And you're going straight to hell. Just saying. But she is an awesome person, and I think she deserves to win. And I think she would look great on a cover because she takes some beautiful photos.
Some great photos. She is, she's stunning in every way. Stunning front person, stunning vocalist, stunning songwriter, and just stunning woman. So, you know, there you are. That's like seven stunnings.
So you've
been stunned seven times.
She should just win.
You just keep voting until you're laying on the ground drooling. Okay, so. Open the show, Black Laurel, play a little Reign of Z. Now, so what do you got, Lily? Because Lily, I know she comes in here with 17 pages of notes.
I know,
we
I
don't
can't
get
help myself start writing.
Most of the time. So she's all into it. So, Lily, what do you got? What's your, what are your sort of analysis here of these two? Oh, I want to say one thing.
Yeah.
This meme has been going around saying it's Mount Rushmore. Who would be on the
face? I put it up, yeah.
Okay,
I was one of the ones
who
put it up.
There's two choices. For me, there's two choices. Either Led Zeppelin or Black Sabbath.
Oh.
All
well,
four
that
of
makes
guys
just easy,
doing.
Doesn't it? No. I have to put Dio on mine somewhere.
Well, he was
oh,
in
Black
what?
Sabbath, so it
he
works.
He wasn't blind them.
So
go ahead.
So it works. Okay, so Led Zeppelin is not. I wouldn't consider them heavy metal.
Well, it doesn't have to be heavy metal.
No, I know. I have. Let me talk here. Wow. Don't interrupt me. You're like every other man.
Wow. Of course. I have a wiener, so all men do this.
So Zeppelin for me is the more hard rock side of it, and Black Sabbath is more of the heavy metal side of it. Now, with that said, I am more typically on the heavy metal side of things, and I think you can put the first Black Sabbath album in today, and it still sounds fresh, still sounds good, still love it, still can play it front to back. And, you know, I could play any Led Zeppelin album too, but I just think Sabbath sounds a little fresher. They are a little harder. I did not mention, though, I kind of skipped this part, but I wanted to just throw this out there. Iommi wrote most of the music, Osborne wrote the vocal melodies, and Geezer wrote the lyrics. I just wanted to throw that out there because I didn't get to say that part. Am I telling you who I picked? Is that what I'm doing?
Is that what you're doing?
Is that what I'm doing?
No, I don't know what you're doing. I'm just asking you to kind of compare and contrast. There's a lot here to unpack. Okay. There isn't just one aspect to it.
Right.
Well, I want to get into a couple things.
Yeah, go ahead.
You're thinking, you can come back. We can come
go
back
ahead.
To. I want to talk about that because you mentioned the sound, the way the first album, you could put the first record on sounds. Well, let's talk about this because Led Zeppelin worked with some amazing producers, and arguably every record, even Led Zeppelin 3, which was a departure, was more acoustic. All their records sound fantastic. When you put them on today, the production lines up perfectly. And it didn't matter what they were playing. They could be doing like the Immigrant Song or something like that, or Out on the Tiles, or they could be doing Going to California. And it has this sort of timeless sort of vibe to it, no matter what. Whereas Sabbath has some records that sound really good. They have many that sound absolutely terrible. One of the great travesties in Sabbath's career, and this is you know, Woody Allen has a line in a movie, I can't remember which movie, he says, there's nothing sadder than a missed opportunity. And they did this record with the lead singer from Deep Purple, Ian Gillan. And Ian is an amazing vocalist. Like, I know you're not all that in Deep Purple.
I like them. I don't love
them. He is just like, he's in the pantheon of really just, you know, great.
Yeah, he was on
vocalist.
Born Again. Yeah.
And he's on Born Again. And it's and the songs are pretty cool. He sounds great, but the production is like, what? Did you guys record this like on a, you know, like on like a boombox? Like, it has like, what are you thinking? And they have other missteps like that, where they, you know.
Do you feel it's because of the transition between Dio and the Next?
Well, I'm not done. This is a giant thing. I don't even know if we've got like 22 minutes left, and I don't think I can talk about. I can't. I'm just getting warmed up. Oh, there's so many things about these two bands that are like, they were kind of like on the wavelength, and then it kind of went apart. So in terms of the production, you know, Zeppelin, in my opinion, has way more consistency in terms of like excellence with the production, and like a production that's timeless, where Sabbath has some that kill. Just, oh my God, like I'm getting
there
with
he goes.
The hair on the arm standing up. And then they've got some that are like, oh man, you know, what was happening there? So it's, I got to go with Zeppelin on that. Now, what I want to throw at you.
You're throwing it at me. Oh, man.
Songs.
Okay. What about them?
Well, like you know, I mean, I could probably. No, you know, there's probably. Let's put it this way. There's better and worse Led Zeppelin. There's stuff that's like mind blowing. And then there's stuff that's like, that's pretty good.
You're going to. Well, do you.
Okay, but I think they were way better. I think they were. Now I'm going to explain why this happened. There's a logical reason why this is different between the two bands. But I think that Sabbath songwriting, like way up and down. There's times when it's like amazing, and there's times when it's like that's just not really working. So I have a theory about that. But what do you think about the songs between the two bands?
I prefer more songs from Led Zeppelin because. There's literally at least two or three songs from each album that I love, and I can't say the same thing about Black Sabbath. And I don't know if it's because the songwriting, or maybe it just wasn't the type of song. Like, I feel like it has a lot to do with the constant lineup changes.
That's another subject. We're getting to that.
Okay.
Don't get ahead of me now.
Sorry. maybe it is because of that, because there's so many people clashing in the studio, whatever.
Or are you saying like too many hands spoil the soup?
Yeah, too many cooks in the kitchen kind of deal. But I would have to say I probably prefer more Zeppelin songs than Black Sabbath songs.
Okay, let me just, before I continue, let me just say that these two bands are like, oh, I'm not worthy. Like there, I'm legit. Just so, I mean, I, you don't understand. This is like Jesus Christ and the Holy Ghost here,
oh,
you know,
no.
To me.
Now we're okay? No religion.
Sorry. I just, this, you know, I grew up in a, you know, I learned to play music in church and I grew up in a Christian house. And so that's just a metaphor analogy that I use. I went out of focus. Oh, God got me. Did you hear that when I said
he
that?
He told
thing?
You
the
calm
whole
down.
Thing, yeah.
He told you calm down.
Calm down, Doudini. That was the voice of God. So I love this subject. I just, this is like when we said, I got like all like jittery when we said we were going to do the subject. I think one of the problems, this isn't even a problem. This is like just a circumstance. Mm-hmm. Check it out. Zeppelin's career basically went 10 years, 11 years, something like that. Sabbath's went up until like last year.
Yep. There's
2017.
They were still doing
when
things.
Did they finish that big sort of reunion? So 2017,
yeah.
2016,
yeah.
Something like that. So they had a lot longer to do dumb stuff.
And
if you go, like if Led Zeppelin would have stayed together, there may have been the Led Zeppelin Saturday morning cartoon show.
Probably,
you know, they might have been like Led Zeppelin, you know,
action figures.
Action
they probably
figures
were.
Or breakfast loops, you know, cereal, something like that, you know.
Jimmy O's.
Kids, have your mom help you get the lead out every day before school. So they didn't get, because they ended in 1980, they didn't really get a chance to become completely cheesy.
Right.
So, and not that Sabbath ever became cheesy, but Sabbath had these missteps.
There were opportunities
they have a record,
to do things wrong.
They have records with very bizarre album covers that make no sense. Is it Never Say Die, the guy in the gas mask? Like,
yeah.
I was like,
stop.
I don't know. Let's put a guy in a gas mask on to be great.
Let's just do all the things.
You know, we haven't done that yet. So
Sharon!
Sharon! Anyhow, so I think that contributes to it. It's not even like a problem. It's a good thing that the band lasts, but it also becomes a kind of like, the longer you go, the more chances you are to really start to do stupid stuff. And they did some stupid stuff. Whereas Led Zeppelin is pretty consistent with stuff, but Led Zeppelin's career was much, much, much
shorter.
Much shorter. You know, like 4 decades shorter.
I kind of feel like Robert Plant made a good call on that, not to continue with the band, though, because he wanted to keep it as it was.
Well, let's talk about the lineup changes, because you mentioned this, and there is this attitude that too many cooks in the kitchen, et cetera. So what are your thoughts on the lineup changes?
Okay, so I think after Ozzy was fired, they had a good deal with Ronnie.
Well, let me just say this real quick.
Yeah.
Because this is one of those accidents of rock history. Now, Ronnie was in Rainbow.
Mm-hmm.
But what made Ronnie, what took him to that next level was being in Sabbath.
Right.
Because Sabbath was so iconic.
Yeah.
And it was such a perfect relationship. Because he was got very discouraged. What happened with Rainbow was, they were like, he joined Rainbow. He's like, and him and Richie Blackmore were like, yeah, we're never writing songs about relationships or love. Screw that. You know. And then after, you know, a couple Rainbow albums go by, he's like, Ronnie, you need to write some songs about relationships and dating and stuff. And he's like, I'm out. Goodbye. I don't do that. And so Sabbath was where he landed, and it was freaking perfect.
It was great for
him. I mean,
it
really brought, I mean, people knew Ronnie from Rainbow, but it was really his relationship with the guys in Sabbath that, like, where he really found himself. And I think that's what launched Ronnie into his solo career, because he has more of a Sabbath influence in his solo. Maybe I'm wrong. What do you think? Has more of a Sabbath influence than a Rainbow influence?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Oh, yeah.
In his solo stuff.
For
and
sure.
He's, you know, so this is a really cool thing that happened as a result of the lineup changes, is this singer that is now so beloved in hard rock and heavy metal, you know, he really gets his big break.
Mm-hmm. And of course, then he goes solo.
And then he eventually goes solo. What do you think? Do you think this is the stereotypical case of drugs and stuff? Not so much with Ronnie, but maybe with the rest of the band.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. I mean, the whole band got in over their head on that. But
it's pretty bad when you're in a rock band and you get fired for being
excessive.
That's
kind of
like
sad.
Everybody. Like, where do you draw?
It's rock and roll.
I always laugh about that when I hear that about rock bands. Well, we had to hear this guy because he was like too excessive. Well,
how excessive could he have been more than you to have gotten fired? Like,
sort of think that there's probably things that like we'll never know about.
I really would love to interview everybody.
I think the snorting of the ants or whatever. I think
the drinking of
I think that might just be like the tip of the iceberg.
I think we don't know.
And I don't think. And you could say, well, read the book. Like, I don't even think you're going to know. They're going to tell you in the book.
Well, you know what's funny? He probably doesn't even remember. So it doesn't matter.
And or stuff they could probably still get in trouble for.
Right. I mean, they're still banned from Tokyo or Led Zeppelin's. I don't even know anymore. No.
So bad. Yeah. Well, you know, and Led Zeppelin had the mud shark incident and all that.
There's all kinds of things.
So we had these lineup changes. And again, Led Zeppelin ends in 10, 11 years, whatever. Sabbath continues. So that is a kind of thing that kind of gets expected, right? I mean, how many bands do you go see and like the only original member is the tambourine player?
It can happen.
You know, it does happen. You know, I was a tambourinist for Little Feet.
I mean, that's a little bit like Survivor, I'm not going to lie. But anyway, we're not getting into that. Like, they ended up getting good singers, but like, I think because they...
Well, look at the legacy. It's Ozzy Osbourne, Ronnie James Dio.
Ian Gillan.
Glenn Hughes.
Again, from Deep Purple. Tony Martin, who did it several albums, 5 albums. In the middle there was Ronnie again, and then at the end was Ozzy.
Well, let me just give a real quick shout out, because if you do not know the album Heaven and Hell, not the album Heaven and Hell, but the project called Heaven and Hell, mm-hmm. that they did when they reunited with Ronnie James Dio in the like early to mid 2000 era, it is an amazing record, superbly produced, everything. It is not a Sabbath album. Bill Ward is not. It's one of the Apices. Carmen Vinny? Or Vinny. I think it's Vinny Appice, is on drums. So anyway, so go ahead.
But I think because they had great singers. Their singers are great. I just think that too many lineup changes, and even the rest of the musicians, starts to cause, and I don't want to say confusion, but it can start to cause confusion within the band.
I think it confuses the identity of
everybody's
the band.
Everybody's like all over in their own corners.
And they've
got to
write a little differently for each singer because, yes, it's all heavy rock and everything, but Ozzy is such a unique singer. He's insane. Him and Ronnie are both like immediately recognizable singers.
Mm-hmm.
Gillan next. He's very recognizable. And then it changes as you go down the line. But those guys are like insanely recognizable. So that has to affect.
It affects them. It affects the fans.
Oh, that too. The stage show looks different. Yeah. Ronnie's presentation and Ozzy's presentation are very different.
Yeah. And it's just, I just think that too many lineup changes like that within the band is just going to start watering down what you already have. So that is the. What's the word I want to say? That's the disadvantage the Black Sabbath has, is that they did not have a consistent lineup throughout the years that they're working. I mean, it just doesn't help, I don't think, because too many people are wanting to put their own creative input in there.
Let me throw a monkey in the wrench.
Oh, no.
And I'm not trying to argue. I'm just like, I'm free-forming this because, first, like I said...
Because your brain's
like,
working right now.
Listen, because I'm such a fan of both these bands. I mean, like, oh, God, if Ozzy walked in a room right now, I'd kiss him square in the freaking lips. And Tony Iommi and Jimmy Page are two of like the most amazing riff masters of all time. And I'm totally in awe. So, let me riddle you this, Riddler.
Oh, no. Go on.
I don't know. I don't know if you can handle it.
Do it. I'm ready. I'm a white claw and a half in.
Nah. I can't bring it up right now. Here's what I do want to talk about, though. Let's bring up the range. I don't mean like home on the range.
I know what you mean.
I mean like somebody said, first of all, I want to give a shout out to some of our sources tonight real quick. Led Zeppelin Forum, forums.ledzeppelin.com, stevehoffman.tv, as well as a Dung Herder. So these were all sources where I got some like ideas, sparked my, kind of helped solidify my conversation for tonight. Let's talk about the range. This was a comment on one of those forums. Led Zeppelin, it was light and shade. Sabbath was all shade.
Well, yeah, they were all.
Well, I'm just saying that's a good way of putting it, isn't it?
Yeah, that's great.
And so
they were going for that image.
If you think about it, who has the kind of the greater range? Like Led Zeppelin could do something like Hot Dog, which is a rockabilly tune, and they could also do Kashmir, which is like a kind of a proto metal.
And going to California.
Yeah, and then they could do going to California. they could go all that kind of places and do it well. You know, it's one thing for a band to do it like depart their sound, like Metallica, excuse me, and fans go like, ooh, like somebody just like farted, you know, it was like whatever, like a foot and chitch. And then there are bands like Led Zeppelin who can do like all kind of different stuff, and people go, that's great.
Yeah, I feel like they were more willing to experiment.
This is why I think the comparison to Led Zeppelin being the Beatles is much greater, because the Beatles could go all over the place. The Beatles did Her Majesty's a Pretty Nice Lady, but she doesn't have a lot to say. And they also did Helter Skelter.
Yeah.
Led Zeppelin
did Going
to California, and they did the Immigrant Song.
That's another band that was willing to experiment and evolve with the times. So yeah. They didn't care. They wanted to try it all.
Try
they did
all
it all,
stuff.
And it worked for
and
them.
And there are bands that works for, and there are bands that doesn't work for.
You're right.
You know, it worked great for the Police.
Yeah.
You know, that's another band that was able to kind of like play around and do Rush. You know, a lot of different bands like that were able to play around and do different things. Led Zeppelin was one of those bands. Is that talent? I don't know what that is exactly. I don't know what, you know, is that just chemistry between the musicians? I don't know. But I think that type of thing, I don't think would work for Sabbath. I think people would be like, ew. That'd be like AC/DC doing like a country album.
They need
something.
To just stick with what they know.
Yeah. Like, do you want to hear an AC/DC acoustic album? No.
I don't
want to hear them go do Unplugged.
But you'll hear somebody say they want to, even though that's a lie.
Yeah, Billy Altman. Go to bed, Billy.
He's back on Facebook.
Yes, he's back. I haven't seen Billy in a while.
That's because he keeps getting banned because he keeps posting bad things.
Oh, you a naughty little monkey, Billy.
We have 1, 2, 3 votes for Sabbath on what I'm watching here, and no votes for Zeppelin. Also, at my work poll, I had 5 votes for Sabbath and 9 votes for Zeppelin.
Jimmy Sloan. Hey, Sloan. Sorry, that's from Fresh.
Yeah, that's who I just. Yeah,
Sabbath All Day, Bill Damiano. They may have been on Scooby Doo. He might be talking about Led Zeppelin.
He is.
Sabbath has the heavier guitar sound, which makes them my choice, Barb Hilizewski. Love you, Bob. Love you. When are we going out for some coffee? Anthony Ruta says Sabbath for sure. Mm. Wow. So. We are kind of like, we're going to come back and kind of like wrap things up here in a couple of minutes. I'm going to play this band. Your Chip, it's not his real name. your publicist did a great job because he sent me an email with your EPK.
Yeah, we got that too. Or I got that too.
And said, you know, could you get them on for an interview? Could you play their music or something? So we're going to play the music right now. And I just picked the first song because I liked it. But this is a new Chip and the Charge Ups. And if you like Chip and the Charge Up, you can go to thechargeups.com. This is a track called Feel Electricity. Now, I'm streaming this from like another thing. So if it all goes sideways.
That's not our fault.
They don't have it on Spotify yet. So anyways, this is the new Chip and the Charge Ups. Chip and the Charge Ups is a Pittsburgh band. Love you guys. Great. So check out Feel Electricity on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
My heart was struck. This music packed more power than love. It always had my back when push had come to shove. There's lightning in my veins now. Jolted my soul like no one could do. More than a phase, Mom said I'd pass through. Sorry, Mom, but you were wrong. Those words just aren't true. There's lightning in my veins now. Feel electricity. Feel electricity. Feel electricity. Buzz through your body. Feel electricity, buzz through your body. Feel sure I was at home. In the front row, I saw tracks in our heads. Wherever we may roam, there's lightning in our veins now. It is our blood, it's our therapy. Better than drugs, and we can't OD. It's who we've always been, it's who we'll always be. There's lightning in our veins now. Feel electricity. Feel electricity. Feel electricity. Buzz through your body. Feel electricity. Feel electricity. Feel electricity. Buzz through your body. Feel it, feel electricity. Can you feel it? Feel electricity. Feel electricity. Feel electricity. Buzz through your body. Feel electricity. Feel electricity. Feel electricity. Buzz through your body.
I absolutely love that. That do it, do it, and all that sets it apart. You guys are doing something like that really stands out. I don't know what you're doing, but whatever that is, keep doing that because that was freaking awesome. Just chipping the charge ups.
They're great.
Thechargeups.com is the website. We opened the show. I'm going to go ahead and play because I'm just so excited about the music. Black Laurel. Oh my God, Keith, I've been waiting to hear your band for so long, and they are so good. ReverbNation.com/Black Laurel. Just like the girl's name, Laurel. Reign of Z, reignofz.com. And then a little chips and chips. A little chip and the charge ups. They're so good. I love them. Anyway, so I could just eat them up. Okay, so.
He scares me when he does that.
Let's kind of, where are we going with this? Sabbath versus Zeppelin.
I already know my pick.
Your pick is Sabbath.
No.
It's not?
I'm not picking Sabbath. I'm picking Zeppelin. And the reason is because they were an influence on Sabbath. I don't feel like Sabbath wouldn't have been a band, but I don't think they'd be the band we know today without Zeppelin. So Zeppelin has the edge.
I have to go with Zeppelin, too. And something that I meant to bring up a little earlier that we did not get into is that Sabbath listened to Zeppelin, too. And were influenced by it, absolutely loved it, blown away by it. So I just, for the consistency, yes, it's unfair because Zeppelin had, they hit them hard in 10 years and like that was it. But all those records are absolutely killer. Just like, and whereas Sabbath is a little more hit or miss, did a lot of great stuff, introduced the world to Ronnie James Dio, people like that, but there's just something about, you know, let me just say this. For 20 years of my life, Led Zeppelin was everything. Every band I was in, I was comparing in my mind to Led Zeppelin, you know. I'm serious.
I believe you.
I thought Zeppelin was everything. And then about 10 years ago, I rediscovered Black Sabbath and completely fell in love with them. I was, one night, I would just tell you kind of a come to Jesus moment I had. One night I was, you know, I maybe have consumed a few alcoholic beverages and maybe a few other things. And I stayed up to the wee hours of the morning. I went on this old streaming service called Mog. Some of you remember that. And I listened to literally every Black Sabbath album. Not the whole way through, but I kind of perused and listened to some bits and pieces of other songs. And was just like, couldn't believe what an amazing band they were. And that got me back on my sort of on the track with Black Sabbath. And I've been a huge Sabbath fan for many years now. Even the Born Again record, I was like, really like, the riffs are great. Ian Gillan sounds awesome. everything they did with Ronnie James Dio, and of course, the Oz Man himself. So if you'd like to continue the discussion, I want you to go to LouLombardiRocks.com, LouLombardiRocks.com right now. Just click right over there. A little thing will pop up in your messenger, and we'll show you all the cool stuff to do. Either way, join the community. It is like the greatest place on earth. If you are, you know, Disney's the greatest place on earth. But if you love great hard rock and heavy metal, Lou Lombardi's Inner Circle is the greatest place on earth. Right, Lily?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Obviously.
Absolutely. All right, guys. LouLombardiRocks.com, RockRageRadio.com, WolfsCustoms.online. Get that guitar painted and make it look cool. What's growing around? Some stupid BS sunburst finish you have. Get an awesome paint job by Chris Thunderwolf Dodson at WolfsCustoms.online. Lily, show, plug now.
Hot Licks with Lily 6, Thursday, 6 p.m. Eastern on Rock Rage Radio. Get the free app on your phone or go to RockRageRadio.com.
All right, guys. Thanks so much for listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. We'll catch y'all next week. Black Laurel, Reign of Z, Chip and the Charge-Ups. This moron named Lou Lombardi keeps sending me a song, asking me to play it. We'll catch you guys next week. LouLombardiRocks.com. We're going to continue the discussion. See you then.